through, you know, there's a consortium has bought several.
You're
of
aware
them.
Of that, are you?
No, can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, it started off with, I wouldn't say it started off with the Osborne, but they're calling themselves, I think they're calling them the Osborne Group, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they now own the Balmoral, the Modwina,
the Osborne.
The Osborne, the Kensington next door here, Stone Lee. So the.
And we did hear that they had the Claremont, whether the.
Yeah.
I mean they.
We don't know.
We're not sure on the Claremont,
but we think that's another one that could be joining it.
It's all the same.
So, some of them are putting managers in. The rest we don't know about, of course. We lost the lock. The lock will go to apartments.
That's a different.
Where's the money behind this consortium? Is it Manx money off the island?
It sounds Manx money.
And are they buying up the buildings and putting the old owners as managers?
No, they're putting new managers in.
Originally, the Modwina, if I can recall, they were looking for properties for conversion.
Yeah, but it was...
But looking at what the one or two that they have eventually bought, they are certainly keeping the Modwina as a hotel.
As a hotel.
And
the
put Balmoral, manager in.
The Balmoral still is
the Balmoral is being grand. That's open all year there.
Yeah.
Who's the kingpin of this then? The woman or man in charge of it?
I don't know. You get the lawyers in.
The guy in the Osborne would probably be able to tell you. I would suggest if you phone the Osborne up, he'd probably do an interview anyway. You know.
Is he still there?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, yeah. Well, somebody there would probably tell you who it is. I just don't know who they are, but I just know that they've been buying these hotels out.
So how does that leave the sort of family business such as yourself? Do you feel that...
That's not going to harm us. It's not going to harm us. If the hotels stay open, well then, we at least have got a viable industry. No matter who's providing, of course, it's run right. You know, and people getting the service in the hotels, and they don't go away dismayed or unhappy about the Alaman, or it starts spreading that the Alaman is a dump.
See, if we lose any more,
yeah,
you lose the services that are existing, they might be now.
Yeah. You know, because then the Ben McCree becomes too big, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
We get so many people say to us, well, it must be good for you if so many other hotels are closing down, guest houses.
That's not right.
But it doesn't follow.
No.
You
need.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, what is your opinion of how that affects you, the other ones closing?
Well, it doesn't do us any good at all because.
To a certain extent. It will, because the numbers to the Isle of Man are dropping anyway, to a certain extent it helps us, but we don't wish it to go down any more, because, I mean, let's face it, we've lost majority of the entertainment that the Isle of Man used to have. We get the few shows, albeit at the Gated, but they don't start till July, when the powers that be think people take the holidays in July, but they don't. You know, there are people coming to the Isle of Man from the beginning of May, thankfully, and certainly for the OAPs that are over in May and June, they always ask, what entertainment have you got going on now? And there's very little, very little.
So it's like a critical mass of visitors you have to have an industry.
Yeah.
We've got to have certain services.
You know, would we take the
to
know,
still
the
encourage
sport,
the people to come over?
Yeah.
If they lose,
still
we lose any more.
Summerland. And they don't put theirs on till July. I mean, what the heck chance have we got? You know, I mean, if it was only small and local, but somewhere where the visitors can go. I mean, the brass band concerts are a godsend because everybody loves them. You know,
the heritage side of things is good, but it can only
yeah.
do so much to entertain people.
Yeah. People.
They say, well, what else is there?
Yeah.
Where
well,
are
asking,
where
you're putting
we go?
You know, you put entertainment on in the hotel, and we just have to say no because of. The initial cost, and while we could have like 80 people staying here, the chances of 80 people coming down in the bar are nil, because they can either be out eating where they eat late, they could be at a heritage site, or they're upstairs watching the tellies with their own mini bar up there. You know, we don't care what they do, we've got the heads on beds, which is what it's about, but we're desperately short of the ancillary side. You know, while the heritage sites are up until 5 o'clock, and there's the occasional, you know, big show on, it's the small shows that we need to entertain the ordinary punters. You know, which, And it's a necessary evil, because if they can't entertain themselves, well then,
people have, I think, the majority of people lost the ability to entertain themselves.
Yeah, they have.
To a certain degree. I mean, when we put televisions in the bedrooms, in all the bedrooms, it killed our bar trade.
Our bar trade, just, you know.
People come in and go straight up to the room and watch televisions now.
Yeah, they might send down for some ice. We have a barman, we have a full-time barman, just primarily now, because it's not the place to see your guests. I go up there and I'll have a drink with our regulars who still, you know, manage to come in. We still have quite a lot of regulars, don't we, love?
Oh, yeah.
Which is the nice thing about it. You know, after all these years, we still have people who come every year, you know.
They wouldn't miss coming to the Isle of Man.
You know, we're talking 29, 30 years, who absolutely adore the Isle of Man. I've never missed. And got so many friends over here, and yet they come and stay up with us at the Cunard.
That's a nice positive note to close on. Thanks very much indeed.